The frightening and desolate border separating Western Europe from the communist countries for some 40 years is now being made into a new 10,000-kilometer-long cycling path full of unique natural and historical landmarks, this going all the way from northern Finland to southern Bulgaria. And part of the Iron Curtain Trail in the Czech Republic began to be marked out a couple of weeks ago. And for this week's In Focus, Masha Volinsky spoke to Daniel Morek from the Partnerstvo Foundation. He's the coordinator for the Central European part of the route. She asked him about the background of the Iron Curtain Trail project.
It's part of the European heritage. There are two routes of this kind, St. James Way and Iron Curtain Trail, Europe 13, that have been recognized by the European Council as this kind of heritage routes. So we started in 2011 with a project. I was responsible for the middle part with countries like Germany, Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary involved. And we were analyzing the route, and we came up with the cross-border trail. It has to be 50-50% on both sides of the border. So in case of the Czech Republic, 50% goes on the Czech side, then 50% in Austria, and the same with Germany. So it has to be really a trans-border trail, because normally the Eurovelo routes are on one side of the border, but since Iron Curtain Trail, it's a border trail, so we want to make sure that people get experience from both sides.
So is all of it running basically along what used to be no man's land, or does it go out of that area as well?
Yeah, the principle is 5 kilometers maximum from the border. There are some sections, especially in the national parks like Podi, Tajatal, where we have to stick to existing routes because it's impossible to build new routes. On the Czech side, we have these old military roads that were built all along the border. It was the same for East Germany and for other countries of the former communist bloc. In the Czech Republic, they were made of asphalt, so many of these old military roads are now used as bicycle trails. You know, it's been 25 years. The surface has to be improved. But there are projects like in South Moravia, for example, is the first region in the Czech Republic that signposted the trail with a special logo, with the Iron Curtain logo, and which invested quite a lot of money into the infrastructure, not only the surfacing, but also amenities like resting points. There is about 12 or 15 new resting points at the border crossings with information on cycling on both sides, on signposting on both sides. It's important to have the logo, the Iron Curtain logo on the signposting, because in each country you have different signs. In Austria, they're white with green. In Czech Republic, they are yellow with black. In Germany, it's another color. So the symbol of Iron Curtain Trail and the Eurovelo 13, it's a unifying element for all the signposting. And we start but signposting because the route has to be identified, and we published, for example, a first guidebook on the Iron Curtain Trail for South Moravia and Lower Austria, which is a section of altogether about 200 kilometers.
Obviously, we understand the historical significance of the Iron Curtain as a line that separated Europe. Is there other significance? Is there also something special about that area besides the history?
I mean, Iron Curtain Trail, it's almost identical with the Green Belt, which is a similar initiative. It's more focusing on nature protection. The corridor is wider. It's about 50 kilometers. But basically, the Green Belt is also a result of the Iron Curtain because, I mean, there was a no man's land, as you said, where the nature is quite pristine. And we want to also promote this natural side of the Iron Curtain Trail. So not only the historical monuments, but you need some landmarks along the Iron Curtain Trail. But of course, in combination with nature, I think this is an ideal asset for any kind of cycling track.
In addition to separating the then east and west, the Iron Curtain was a place also of a lot of suffering because people risked their lives to cross over from communist countries to the West. Will there be anything along this velo route that will be in some ways telling people what had occurred in those places?
Yeah, I mean, the guidebook that we published is mostly about stories of people, how they try to escape. And there is a freedom trail close to Mikulov. It's 2.3-kilometer long trail that has several stops where you can read the stories of people, how they tried to escape in each place where the people are trying either to swim across the river or fly in the balloon or, you know, they dug tunnels. So there are these kinds of information panels. Plus, you have several museums now. Some of them are private. Some of them are run by the municipalities. But it's also a part of the history to go to the museum and read the documents, listen to, you know, radio tapes, etc.
And a large part of the Czech border is famous for its concrete bunkers, which were there even before the Iron Curtain, or most of them. Do they play any role? Are they going to be used by the cyclists for anything?
Yeah, I mean, there are some examples, you know, that there are associations of local people who are trying to preserve these bunkers. There's one in Chateau, for example, which is a monument. You can go with a group or individually on the guided tour, you know, get to know about the history. It's not exactly the part of the Iron Curtain Trail, but since, you know, there are thousands of bunkers all along the former Iron Curtain, so we are trying to use this heritage as well. There is one in Slavonice, for example, a big complex of the bunkers where you can get to know, you know, the history from 1935 to 1938 when these bunkers were built. So you can't escape it. Once you cycle along the Iron Curtain Trail, you will see lots of bunkers. Some of them are used, some of them are vacant.
How does it deal with the northern part of the trail? Because if I understand correctly, the Baltic countries there, I guess Iron Curtain was on the sea or on the seafront. Where does the path lead through there?
It was last October. I was in Latvia, where we also have a partner. What they did, I mean, the Iron Curtain was at the seaside, but what they did, the Iron Curtain Trail follows mostly the coast, because you have really solid sand, so you can cycle along the coast. It's the most wonderful experience I have ever had on a bicycle, because, I mean, the coastline is really endless. And you have places like, if you cycle south of Riga, you go through Jurmala, some of the wonderful beach resorts. And I think in Latvia or in the Baltics in general, they are doing good job with the heritage interpretation, because in Riga there is a museum with the peace treaty between Ribbentrop, Molotov, for example. There is a museum of resistance. They're also trying to link the history of the communist regime, how people were sent to gulags in Russia. So there's a lot of still, I mean, living history. There are lots of places where you can get to know. Actually, I think it's one of the best interpretation of the history of this recent history of Nazism and communism that I've seen recently.
And so, obviously, everybody's different, but let's say for an average biker, how long do you think it would take when it's all finished? How long would it take an average biker to do the whole route from north to south?
Well, it's 10,400 or 500 kilometers, so it depends. Like the northern part in Finland, you know, we wish that the Iron Curtain Trail goes cross-border with Russia, but because of these formality problems with visa, it's impossible. So in Finland, it goes actually on the Finnish territory. I think the central section of the Iron Curtain Trail is the most interesting one, because you have flatlands of Hungary and Slovakia along the Morava River, and then you have rolling hills in South Moravia, South Bohemia. Then you have more challenging hills in the Bohemian or Bavarian forest. I mean, it's interesting that the northern section of the Czech Republic, you can see, you know, how many villages were destroyed during the communist regime, because they tried to remove people from this military zone. And there's a project actually on showing these villages with the sign names of the former municipalities. So you have places that are, you know, you will be cycling on your own for maybe several days. You know, in northern Finland, it's the trail is about 1,700 kilometers long, and every day you have to cycle 100 kilometers if you want to find some services, for example. Our section is pretty well equipped with services, and you have towns like Mikulov, Znojmo, like larger municipalities. The only capital on the Iron Curtain Trail is actually Bratislava, which is also nearby, and it's well connected by train. So I think you have to, like with any other long-distance trail, like the Danube Trail or the Alp Trail, you do the trail in sections. You usually don't have as much time as you would wish to go along the Iron Curtain Trail. So we expect people to go in shorter sections. And there's already a website, eurovelo.com, where people can get to know the basic information about the trails. And we're building a Czech website, eurovelo.cz, where there will be more detailed information for our section, which is about 500 kilometers long.
So at least for the central section, what is left to be done, and when are you expecting at least this part of the trail to be finished?
Well, like I said, the signposting was finished in South Moravia. I think this month the signposting will be finished in Pilsen region. And definitely throughout this year, the South Bohemia will also signpost their part. So 90% of the trail in the Czech Republic will be signposted. It is signposted now, but without the logo. So you have to read the maps and get oriented. It will be much easier with the logos of the Eurovelo to follow the trail. And in most of the cases, you can cycle on it. I have done two trips along the Iron Curtain Trail. You can do it. There are sections that I would not recommend to, for example, families with kids. I mean, the adventure cyclists, they can go. They will get along and they will love it because they can be on their own a little bit. But for less experienced cyclists, I would definitely recommend only parts of the Iron Curtain Trail in the Czech Republic.
Great. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you.